base. So you said before, in Perek Aleph, it's spoken about the Mishnah, and he had said about that the Klal Yisrael has two nefeshes. One nefesh expresses itself in the midas of Klal Yisrael, so that's a lower form. In other words, in its interaction with people in the world, that's a lower darga of a nefesh. And in that way, we have a parallel nefesh with Umas HaOlam. Let's give just an example. In a person's sense of self, the desire to live, the desire to accomplish, the desire to be somebody, all of those in Yanim are in the world of what we would call midas or deis. And that's a chelik of a nefesh, that's a lower chelik of a nefesh. And in that, there's a distinction between Klal Yisrael and Umas HaOlam. Klal Yisrael, Umas HaOlam have it from a very low nekuda, and that's why it's self-centered. Not in a bad way necessarily, just about themselves. In Klal Yisrael, you have nekudos that are finer in that way, and they're more shayach to the more shayach to good. But it still has something in common with Umas HaOlam. V'nefesh HaShenis. There's a second chelik, in HaShenis V'Yisrael, meaning there's another chelik that a person identifies with himself that creates, what's the right word for it? It creates drives in a person, ritzonos in a person, and so on. He chelik alikai mimal mamish. It is a chelik alikai. K'moisha Kosov, it says, v'yipach ba'apav nishas chayim, v'ato nefachta bi. There's a lashon that says, v'yipach ba'apav nishas chayim, v'ato nefachta bi. K'moisha Kosov, b'zoya manda nofach mitoychei nofach. That if a person blows something, you blow from your very self. Pirish mitoychei yuso, mpni yuso, shatoychei yuso, pni mi sachir, sheba'odom, boizu v'yos koichei. When a person blows, and a person is menaf feach, then a person does something with his own pnimis hanefesh. This is a whole mouthful. Let's talk a lot about this. First of all, this is very famous that the Zohar that he quotes, and Nefesh HaChayim quotes a very similar Zohar in the beginning also. We don't have that exact lashon by us. It's not a lashon we have. We have things that are similar to it. But it's interesting that it became quoted from the Zohar. There's some other psukim that write it, but there's nothing in the Zohar Kaddish that we have that's of this, that is exactly this quote. That's one point. Let's go first in what his mashal is, and then we'll come back to what he means l'chelkai mimal. A person can express his self in different ways. So let's take first, a person normally expresses his desires and his ritzonos through actions. I want somebody out of the way, I hit him. I want to encourage somebody, I put my hand on the shoulder. I can speak. I can describe in different ways, I can express myself. Depending on whatever I'm doing to express myself, it has a certain nekuda of self to it, but it's really distant from it. So when I tell you you're a fine person, I like you, whatever it is, I'm telling you something. I could be lying outright. I could be somewhat enhancing the story. I can, you know, in different levels, in different dargis, I can be more honest about myself, more not. A person who is a chacham thinks about what he says, and he expresses it in certain ways, and the words might be true in the general sense of it, but I might have thought how to say them and so on. Now, sometimes when a person expresses himself and leaves no doubts that he's expressed himself, it's like a person, like we'll say, he poured his heart out to me. So the person wasn't saying what he felt I ought to hear. The person wasn't constructing his words in a way that a certain message would come across. The person was pouring his self out. So since in expression, it starts with dibur, it's more pneumistic as the kol, and still more pneumistic as the etzem neficha. The act that we do that is coming from the deepest part of ourselves is breathing. So speech itself, activities come from my hands, speech comes from my lips, and breathing, the neficha, comes from my pnim. So he says, a person brings out from his own pnimius his very chiyus. So that's the first thing, is the muscle that he has from the neficha and to what he's explaining. That's one. Two, what exactly does it mean? So when it says when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created different things with piv, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said vayomer, vayas, those are more chitzonius activities versus pnimistic, which is Klal Yisrael. Let's explain what we mean by more pnimo chitzonius. For instance, let's say I would like you to do something for a different purpose. I would like you to come to the Suda. Why? So I could like you to come to the Suda because I would like you to meet somebody else who's also going to be at the Suda. Or I would like to show off people that you're coming to my Suda. I have many different ways of expressing genuine desires for purposes that don't snap with the desire expressed. So when I said, I would like you to eat the Suda with me, yes, I would. I would like to eat the Suda with me because I would like you to meet somebody there. So I haven't told you a mistruth. You are right in saying that by coming to the Suda, you're fulfilling a rotzen of mine, but I can't call that the most pneumistic rotzen of it. I think Rabbi Sol Salanter once said that a person has many cheshbonos for going to London. London those days was like the other end of the world. So, but it's true that they make very nice suits in London. Like the businessman who planned the whole business trip, at the end of the day he likes it because he has his favorite tailor in London and he has the best sphere. So it's not true, but it's not the most pneumistic inyan. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up a world with Nivroim. And every Nivra is there because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it to be there. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs him, quote unquote, meaning the sense that he has a tachas to fulfill in the large picture, but that's lav dafka a pnimistic tachlis. So, for instance, there's a big difference when I hire a musician, when I hire musicians to play at a symphony event, or I hire musicians to play at a chasana. In a symphony event, I want the musicians because I want music. That's the mohus. In a chasana, I want the chasana, but a chasana needs to have music. It enhances the chasana, makes it better. So when we talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Bria, we're mavchin between elements that are needed for the Bria or elements that is the atzmius of the Bria. That's the hagdara of man denofech midilei nofech. That this is, so the diburim that I, when I speak diburim, certainly HaKadosh Baruch Hu is emes, but not sure that I've gotten yet to the very heart of what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. The chelik, when it says vayipach ba'afav, means that nekuda is the innermost rutzen of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's, yes. It's pretty a lot. Say that something means that's the it's Asmi Zerot Sabore.
I know, we think
Okay, so let's see that's Mitzara Kosh Brohu. What does it mean something Chelak Kamimal? How can something be part of Kosh Brohu because it doesn't have parts? What do we mean exactly in that? And that's the second half of what we want to say. The Zelu Umazer, so let's look at it on the flip side of it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Nivroyim, and every Nivra is a every Nivra is what he is commensurate to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu made him. So let's look at examples on the other side. Imagine I have a cause. I'm trying to, I'm trying to establish something or other, some ideology, some cause or whatever. There are people that I hire to work for me. So those people are doing it, and they're doing their job. But their kavanah is because they're getting paid. So I took them because of the ability they have to contribute to the cause. They're great, I don't know, PR people, and I'm paying them for it, and they're doing it for money. So that's it mirrors what I need them for. And what there are some people that I have something over them, and I can sort of cajole them into doing what I want done, because I have something over them, and they're doing it because the consequence of not doing it is not great, and they don't want to do it. There are some people who like me personally. They don't identify with the cause, they identify with me, and they like me, and they're willing to go along with it, and that's that. There are people who believe in what I believe like I believe in it. So we're both sworn communists, and I do it because I believe in communism. He does it because they believe in communism, and that's where the two of us meet. So I will say that this person belongs to the panemius of the cause that we're out to do, and that's reflected in his motive. I see in him somebody who speaks to the heart of what's going on, and this is what the person does. Let's go back to neshamas that were created, to people that were created. We have different people who are created, and they have different levels of neshama. If you don't have a neshama that resonates to that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has made, the pnimis kavana rebriya, it can't become the pnimis mechus of a person. So, l'mashal, somebody is nice to other people because he's nice, he's menschlich, he's der balder cheretz. So he's doing it, but I can't say I resonate to the. So let's say I know somebody's very lonely and this person likes their concerts. I don't particularly care for concerts, I don't. But it's good for the person, and I'll do it for him, I'll take him. So I'm doing what I'm supposed to do, and the person is grateful, but I can't say that what motivates me motivates him. In order for a person, it's a very different darga. If a person does Ratzon Hashem because he's making Gadlus Habore and one needs to do his Ritzayne, or a person's own Pnim has a Nekuda that resonates to the same things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon in this Bria resonates. In other words, our Ratzon, our pneumistic eruption is on the same wavelength as the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into Bria. Let me just parenthetically remark that I think is important. Whenever we're talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon or Chachma, we're not identifying an absolute quality inside HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not as if we say, okay, we're dissecting HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this is his Ratzon, this is that. What we're saying is, mitzad debriya, there is a gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon, and then a gilui of his Chachma. What's beyond the Bria and outside the Bria, and had it not been a Bria, and what would be without the Bria, is a meaningless speculation on my part. And therefore, there's no point in going there. I don't have any ability whatsoever to understand anything outside the circle of the universe that we're in. So, in the circle of the world that we have, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Megala is Ratzon and is Chachma in the Torah. That's the circle of Gilui. Within those Giluyim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we can identify HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mitzoyne. Lases Nazruch Lefanecha, Yiratzim Lefanecha. We use it. L'Ratzon Yeh, Eloi L'Ratzon Yeh. We use that concept a lot. And we're all referring to something within a certain circle. So, sorry, yes, what? Yeah, because because then you run into a problem. You can't pin down HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon. Could HaKadosh Baruch Hu have wanted something else? Any time I can pin something down and say, this is you. You know, you ever see, like these people who are great psychologists, and they say, I can tell you exactly what you're thinking, what you want. And in a certain sense, once a person has painted a circle around it, you're trapped. This is you. I have put you into a box. I can put HaKadosh Baruch Hu into a box only in the other way around. There's a box that I exist in. How much of HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists in the box? So I can speak of Ritzoyne Chachmasai, not in the sense that I can any way freeze HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say Mevinus on him, but I can say that within the Bria, which is the extent of my scope, this is what he wants. A simple mashal, and we use the same mashal. A kid in class can be very astute, and the most astute he can be is he can know exactly what the teacher wants in the classroom. He has no idea what the teacher's own bias and his family relationship is and his community relationship is all about. It's not part of that world at all. There's a circle, it's a box, and within the classroom, one kid doesn't get it all, one kid gets it all. One kid knows everything the teacher wants out of the class. But unless the teacher talks a lot and mixes in his house and his community and his gossip into the classroom, one is not as the other. And I can say, yes, I know this person, but I know him through the circle of the box of the classroom. Within this framework, I can say everything about him. That's the most I can do. It's important when we talk about Kashmir's Ritzoynes. Anytime we talk about these things, we need to understand we're not pinning him down. We're saying within the world we have, we identify the Kashmir Hu's actions, we identify Kashmir Hu's expression of his world picture, and a pneumistic Ratzon of what he wants out of the world. We can identify that, and we do it, and we have to. But never extrapolate from that on what a Kashmir Hu really wants, as if you can take a Kashmir Hu b'chol yusay. And sort of that's just an important piece to. So like this. So what it means, where a chelik alekai mimal means, that a Yiddish neshama is capable of sensing the toiv in kedusha, the toiv in mishpat, the toiv in chesed. A person, the good things in Torah resonate with us. Whether we do it all the time or don't do it all the time, but what is true is that we sense we have receptors for those type of inyanim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we have, and that means we're a chelk kaimal, means we're not the entirety of it, but we are. We represent of the same type of thing, the same type of inyan that is a likus, that's what we have. So inyanim that we call spiritual, religious, ideal, good, tov, our neshama resonates to tov in ways that umasolim don't. Umasolim resonate to tov on a very simple level, but in its cloliest inyan of tov, it doesn't resonate. That's the Pshat Chelek HaMimal. It's not a part of it, but it is of the same nature in the sense that we feel the Tov of Tov and the Ra of Ra. Okay? So Manda Nafach Mitoichi Nafach. Pirish Mitoichi. So the Neshama Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us came from his very, very Atzmius, meaning it represents the being that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants in the Bria, that should have that Tzura, and we have it in us to bring it out. So we're saying there are two things that are reflected in this concept of Manofet Dechre Bakhaisol. One is, it's like it says, Breishis B'Shvil Yisrael Shenikraim Reishis. It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. The core nekuda is what Klal Yisrael's core nekuda is. Klal Yisrael's core nekuda of toiv and ra is what the world radiates about. So just like we gave an example, the chasna, every event that we have, we walk into a place with a lot going on, we ask ourselves, what's the central event over here? So at a chasna, the central event is the man and woman getting married, and the music is periphery, and the food is periphery. In a restaurant, the food is the center, the music's periphery, and the entertainers are periphery. We'll make the chasna like the entertainers. And at a music hall, the music is the ikker, and the food is a tuffle, and the people running the place are tuffle. The ikker is the music. So you have same items, but with a very different arrangement of what's tuffle and what's ikker. So of the neshamas there are, each umma has a certain mahus. So Yefes has Yefi, and all sorts of ummas have different chunis. Each umma has its own gvul zon chunis. Chlal Yisrael has an atzmius, and if we're to ask ourselves, putting all the pieces, what's center and what's periphery? For some people, beauty is everything, and everything else is periphery to it. That's Yefes' view. In Yaakov Kim, the Yefes person is a painter, and he's, to him, it's all about the painting. It has nothing to do with the hall is Eichetimtzu to paint. So if somebody has to do a mural on the wall, the guy living there is Eichetimtzu for me to put a mural on the wall. Klal Yisrael's Bichvil Yisrael Shnikarachis means that whatever it is that Klal Yisrael has in their mohus, that's the ikonakud of the world, and everything else has to find its place in relationship to it. So Lamashal, if you have a shayla of mi nidcha mipnei mi, if you have a shayla to prefer A or B, well, then you have to make achlota, what's the ikka, what's the tuffle? So it reflects itself in our in a correct picture of understanding the Bria. It reflects itself in the other direction in terms of what sensitivities do we have in our oimik of our neshamas. Klal Yisrael, Chayisol's senses are very, very, they have receptors for this type of inyan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's toiv and so on. That's their core. And Umas HaOlam don't have this. They can do toiv, and they can do it for nice reasons, but not for those reasons. Yes?
I'm not saying Kiddush Hashem, though. Kiddush Hashem is that we want the Umas HaOlam to see, to get a feel of what's this concept of Chelek Mamal. So, the receptors, how do they experience it?
Who are you talking about? The Umas HaOlam not Mitzvah Kiddush Hashem?
But what's the whole, isn't the Kiddush Hashem is to bring out, to the Umas HaOlam?
So, it brings out to the world that there is such a Metzias. We need to bring to the world. It says, V'nilva goyim rav melecha. The tikkun ha'olam is not necessarily everybody's Yisrael, but that everybody understands the centrality of Yisrael. So when Umas HaOlam see Klal Yisrael bringing out an akuda where toiv is good in itself, not if them so anything else, that creates a certain tikkun in the world that, this is the way things are. This is... Okay, we'll hold it here. Thank you.